So I hope you're excited about that. I have a really exciting song to play for you all as a little of an introduction. And I really appreciate you all being here. And enjoy a little bit of this nostalgical song. Hello everyone, and we are back here on CJSF. Thank you for everyone that stay tuned in. I hope you enjoy a little bit of Pirates of the Caribbean, one of my favorite shows, to be honest. And let's just play our intro. So welcome to
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
And now with all proper introductions made, I would like to invite our guests to make an introduction of themselves. So first, please, Ravi.
Yeah, my name is Captain Ravi Kaushal. I'm a merchant navy captain for the last about, say, 22 years now. And started my shipping career in 1989. It's a really long time for a seaman. And now I think I'm quite happy the way things have gone. Good life, very happy times at sea, as well as challenging times at sea. But I mean, all the mix is very good. I am really enjoying it.
I have a really important question to ask you, but first I'll ask my co-host to introduce himself as well.
Hey guys, Pranay here. I'm back again this week, and this week we aren't covering a harsh issue or something like that, so this is going to be a lighter one. And Iago and me, we are very happy about that, right?
Oh, a lot. Especially because we're starting with a really important question at the beginning. I don't think I put that on the script. That's a surprise for you.
No problem.
How do you feel? Have you ever seen a Kraken?
No.
No way. And that's all. Thank you for being on the open mic, everybody.
Yeah,
it's... I'm just kidding, but it's just because every time we think about the sea, I think it comes to mind a lot of those old-time stories about monsters and it all, but not that many monsters you've faced out there, have you?
No, actually, I don't know. These must be in the stories only. I hope it is, but because I've never encountered something like that. Thank you.
Yeah. So I know that you have started a little bit already with your past, but let's begin from the past of the past. How have you come to this position?
Actually, what happens is I am from northern part of India, where we don't have any shorelines, no sea, no beaches. So for me, shipping was, never thought of a career in shipping, at least. So I was happily studying, and then at the same time, I was teaching during my heydays, and I was part-time lecturer in my college also. And at that time, I was teaching people. But then I saw, I'm from a middle-class family, so I saw I have one job which can give good money. So I thought we can switch over. And then this inquisitive nature of mine, I went on to that and I went on shipping. But of course, we didn't have any exposure to it. We didn't know what is shipping at that time. But finally, I made it, and I'm very happy that I made the choice.
That's so cool. Wait, which was the BA you were doing at that time?
No, I am a BSc in Nautical Science, and then I pursued my Master's in Science in India only. And at that time, I was about to join Indian Air Force, basically. But then things changed over to shipping, and I entered the test, and I passed it. Somehow, I got the job. And then I never looked back. Actually, I was enjoying it. And I think it's during the course of time, this enjoyment became into passion, profession, and then now I'm enjoying it.
Come on. You say, and somehow, but I bet it requires a lot to get in.
I know, but I will tell you one thing. This is my destiny. Sort of. I don't believe in destiny too much, but it must be destiny, because I was in a profession, teaching profession, and I was supposed to be doing a lectureship, then become some professor or something. Then shipping attracted me. We had never seen ships. So ultimately, I went to ship. I went for my trainings, and they were quite hard trainings. But eventually, I think nautical sciences was my ultimate destination, looks like. And then I started pursuing this career. And started getting my ladders. I was up and up, and today finally I became the captain, which is the last promotion in here.
Okay, and was it like really hard at the beginning, or have you think about quitting
at
the beginning?
I will tell you. I mean, for me it was a dramatic change, because I was part-time, as I told you, I was part-time teaching in my college. I was studying in the same college, teaching in the same college part-time. But when I went to shipping, it was totally a new arena for me. Nobody wanted to know me about me, because we had come out of nowhere. So I was just being followed by my students, and then I was following somebody to teach me, because shipping was a new profession altogether for me. That's why.
Wow, yeah. And how was that for your family? Because a few weeks ago, I had a hairdresser talking about how he changed his career and his BA to hairdressing school. And how was that changes of paths for you, for your family at that time?
Yeah, frankly speaking, our families, you know, they are not very much versed with these sort of changes. They were thinking I'm becoming a lecturer or something, a teacher or something. But then I told them I want to go to this line, and shipping is also very lucrative. And, you know, money, for middle-class guys, money is the biggest aspect of attraction. So I told them that money will be better. So they were very happy. And then when I started this career and starting to get good career money also, so they thought my choice was right. So I was happy with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that actually looks so fun. So when we're talking about that, I want to come to the beginning therefore of your profession. How is the beginning of a life of someone traveling around the world? You don't start as a captain, by the way, right?
Definitely. I started in the same stream as I told you. You have to be a first cadet. A cadet means an officer in the training. And when officer in the training is there, so you have to do all sorts of jobs which are possible on a ship. So you work from day in or day out, and then you obviously, I think at least we put 16 to 18 hours. In our days, nowadays things are getting better now, training part also. In our days, we used to work at least 16 hours a day minimum. So initial training is quite tough because they want to make an officer, and a good officer is only when you know what all the people under you are doing. Because shipping is a career where the master knows what the first rank guy is doing, how much pain he's taking his job, because then only he can manage the show. That's what I feel. That's why they train us very hard. And I have been through all that for about, say, 10 years. Now, from 89 till 2001, when I became captain, it was about 11, 12 years. So it took me from cadet to captain, about 11 years.
20 years, and in the beginning you've mentioned 16 hours a day.
Yeah, initially, yes. Definitely, because they want to make sure that you know the job, what you are asking for. For example, if I tell you, do you want to do this job, so I must know how much effort goes into the job. Then only I can, you know, appreciate the job and get it managed properly. So that's why I think this way I love shipping, because we know what we are asking for. We can't be like normal management guys who just tell the job and then they don't bother about how much is the job load, how much is the work pressure, and what are the consequences mentally or physically.
Okay, so we've begun with this really hard life. I imagine a lot of labor work.
Yeah, exactly. Initially, very much labor job. But then it's very, very good. And I had friends. We had fun.
And then you progress. I imagine that's decreasing. You get on the more technicalities.
That is true.
And then you become a captain. How is the day of a day of a captain? How does it look like?
Oh, that, in my case, it was not very pleasant, frankly speaking, because I was actually supposed to take over from my friend. And I remember they joined me in Australia to parallel sail. We call it parallel sail. When two guys of the same rank are sailing together, we call it parallel sail. So they told me to parallel sail from Australia, that is, I think it was Sydney, to Singapore. It is about 12 days, 13 days. And they told to parallel sail and learn about the new, because this is new rank. And he was my senior batchmate, I mean, one guy who was one batch senior to me. And he explained me what all is required. So when he handed over me the command, there is a small ritual going on, and they handed over me the command, and he told, okay, all yours now. So when he told me all yours, he went off the ship because he was supposed to sign off and go home. So I was in Singapore Strait, and my ship was fully loaded, 13 meters draft. And he left me, and I was actually, friends me for some time, I was a plank. I didn't know what to do. I told you know, everybody in the bridge, there are about 7-8 people in the maneuverings. They're looking at me and thinking, what now, captain says? And I was totally blank. And then I heard a call from Singapore VTIS, Vessel Traffic Scheme. They told, yes, Yohomaru, what happened? Why are you not moving? So I told, I am getting the speed. Actually, I was blank that time. So after 2-3 minutes, I got my composure and started. Then it was nothing looking back. Then I knew I am in the job. Once that pressure went, I knew I am the job now. No problems.
I imagine the fear in the first day.
Exactly. That was really fearing day. But after about 3-4 minutes of that blank, It was perfectly fine. Then I knew I am in the job and I am for the job.
It's okay. 3-4 minutes, it was fast. I think I took more to learn here.
I can't comment on that. But I mean, this was a very good experience in a way, because I thought, actually everybody looking at you and you don't know what to do. And you are the commander of the ship. And the person who is commanding the ship doesn't know what to do is a very, very, you know, scary thing. So once I got my composure, I told them, no problem. Now I know. Because I didn't tell anybody, of course. But I knew I am for the job because I could handle it very nicely then later on.
No. Okay. And then you had a peaceful 13 days trip to Indonesia.
No.
No?
Those things are, you know, this is a long story. I was moving around only in Indonesia. And that time I was not, from Singapore to Indonesia. It was only 2-3 days sailing. But what I'm trying to say is, once I got the helm of it, then I knew I can manage it. And I was very happy to proceed with that. And I was keeping cool enough.
I just have a question for you. You just mentioned how you started off with no clue at all. Mm-hmm. So do you have any advices for university students just starting off with their first semester, especially international students like me and Iago, right? Mm-hmm. Because last week we recalled how clueless we were at the beginning of the university till now. So do you have any advices on someone who's starting off something new with no clue at all? Just some general advices for university students.
What I feel is there are some fields where we can have advices for my first experience as the captain of a ship. I told you I went blank for a few minutes, but for these university students and all, they I think they will have time. They should study about what is going to happen. Mm. I was in a fit of moment where I didn't know what to do that time, but then I eventually came to my senses. But here, you guys are coming as an interested student. Of course, you have a lot of challenges to face, but I think you can always prepare for that and do better. And I feel that.
And if you blank out, you can just get a bus and go to Delta.
Yeah.
I can't comment on that.
Okay. Do you have any further questions about his beginning of life as a captain?
No, I think so. That was it. I also had one question. How was this interest, the sudden change of interest? How did you navigate through it? You told us you were first teaching at a university and you went on to be a captain of the ship. So what was the one moment that you remember that, I want to do this? What was that one moment for you?
Yeah, as I told you, when I was a part-time lecturer and trying to teach people, I was I was trying to major my mathematics there. And I felt that this is life for me. But then I came across these advertisements which tell me that, financially it's more lucrative to be a seaman. Mm-hmm. And especially in officer side, master is our ultimate post I have to go on. Then I knew that money is better here. So money was the first attraction, actually. And that changed. Because for a middle-class boy of 19, 20, money is always the first thing to go for.
Yeah, we can imagine. Yes.
Makes a lot of sense, actually. Well, I do have a song here. I don't know how much it's going to speak about hardships. I just want to take a moment here. We have another guest in the room that I would like to introduce. But let's... First, I'll let the music play. I'll let she relax because I think she's in a moment of blanking right now. And I hope you enjoy. This is a song, Ashes to the Sea. The name is Visions of Atlantis. The album is Vision of the Town Atlantis. And I hope you enjoy a little bit on Shipman again.
I know. within my chest. I won't let it end in misery. I will go on with my quest, proud to bear your living memory. Promise me, my friend, it's not our last goodbye. We'll meet again beyond the veils of time.
And as of standard, welcome back, everyone. I would just like to start correcting myself. You've just heard Visions of Atlantis, that's the artist, and the song is Ashes to the Sea. So in case you're curious and you want to follow up later to find these songs, please, you're welcome to CJSF website. You're going to find the entire playlist that we are playing here today for you to enjoy on your home, quiet, or whenever you want, to be honest. So Akshita, welcome. She's our another guest of today. Really special one. She can't stay here long though, but I'll let her introduce herself.
Hello guys. Sorry, my throat is a bit off. I emceed yesterday for an event. So I am an events coordinator in Isaac, and I would also like to mention that I'm a proud daughter of a father who's a captain. I would say being a daughter of a captain has its own perks. Because of the immense respect that I get while I'm sailing with him, I wouldn't have gotten it otherwise, and a lot of mind-blowing life experiences on sea. To be honest, I would say it is a very healing connection for me to be at the sea, disconnected from the social media world and just discovering myself as a person. So yeah, that would be my brief introduction.
I loved it, and you introduced it so well, because my next question is about that. Okay. I want you to understand where the captain comes from when it's spending so much time away from his family. I bet a lot of international students come to that when they're thinking about their families, and it speaks a lot to the SFU community, but I bet it speaks a lot to multiple families who have people living in other countries. Immigration is a big factor in Canada, so people have people everywhere. And I think it's nice to just know how the captain used to deal with it, both being away from his daughter, his wife. I have a son as well, but also when you just started your life on the sea, how it was being away from your parents.
True, that is true. Emotionally, there are challenges. Every seaman must be going through that. And it's no different for me also, because we are all human. But of course, these things are overcompensated. Maybe, the money part is good, so you can take care of the same family much, much better, as compared to the others. So I think it's compensating in a way, but obviously you cannot compensate all the emotions in the life. But I think that way I was very lucky. Once I got these promotions and all, I could take them through the world. She had been sailing along with my son and my wife all through my life. And shipping, as shipping, you know, we have been roaming around everywhere in the world together. Full family, we used to sail on board. So initially we had some issues with the schooling, but we were lucky enough. And their school was also, you know, kind enough to give them that longer a vacation. So I think that way emotional suffering was quite a bit reduced as far as we were concerned.
And did you have any particularly strategies to cope with that? I don't know, a particular song you used to, I don't know, agree to sing together, looking at the moon, something fancy like that?
No, nothing like that. It is just actually, we are not that good a planner, but we were planning in a way that, you know, whenever the schools had some lean time, especially the holiday and vacation times, we could prolong it, you know, here and there, tweak it a little bit 1 month earlier and 1 month later so that, you know, the load on the education is not suffered. The kids don't suffer educationally. So they were, and both my kids were, I was lucky enough, both my kids were very good in studies. Even when they were at sea most of the time, they used to top the class and come in the merits. So I was very happy.
And internet connection goes long, or
yes,
do you spend most time disconnected, or
no? As I told you before your podcast, also we were discussing off the scene that nowadays things have changed. You know, the communication is much better, and the internet is allowed and is available on board also. Initial days when I was, you know, younger, that time we had all those letters and emails and facsimile recorders. No, nothing is, those fax and everything is also gone. And now we have come to an age where we can have video calls, you know, everything is available, and everything through satellites. So this science is a boon for us. So emotional drain has reduced quite a bit after we have got the satellites.
And Akshita, I believe you almost need to dip. I do have a question before you go, dude. The first time you went there, were you afraid of pirates? I would be. I don't know. I keep seeing those videos, but I think there's a really specific region of the world with pirates, right?
True.
Were you afraid?
I mean, to be honest, when I first went to the ship, I was really small. I don't know how small I was.
She was 2 years.
Yeah, so I didn't really have a fear, but I do get asked a lot this question. Do you know how to swim? Do you know how to swim? Because in sea life, there's a, you know, notion that you got to know how to swim. What if the ship goes down like Titanic? But that is not really what happens. Like, we have lifeboats and stuff to cover us up. That's really filmy to talk about in these days because of the modern technology. We have evolved a lot. So, yeah, no fear for me for pirates, because the companies don't really allow families to go with you when there is a situation where pirates can come. It's just too unsafe.
Okay. That makes sense. But do you know how to swim?
I just know how to float.
Okay.
I think that may save
that's
my life.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
That's already better than Jack.
I always think that there was a space for two.
Oh, that's sure.
I believe in that. There was a space for two people to on that floating dome.
Yeah, I would bet money on that theory as well. It's just you're too dramatic. Oh, it's cold. I'm just kidding. But yeah, whenever you need to leave now, you're welcome. Thank you for joining us at any point. Do you have any final comments?
Oh, thank you so much for having me, even if it was just for 10 minutes. And before closing off, I would like to say thank you to my dad. And also I want to say I love you, Dad, for providing me this wonderful opportunity to like travel in the world and gain so many good experiences that I'll forever cherish in my life. So thank you for all that you have provided me with.
Including one, his place, Brazilian Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, yeah.
We had the chance to go to Olympics live. In 2016, we had Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, where she joined me, and they could see all those events there. So they were very happy.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience. Now I'm taking my leave. Thank you guys for having me here. And I'll
thank
just
you.
Rush to my class now.
So everyone, that was Akshita. Thank you, Akshita. Pranay is welcome back here to the mic. I think that was a good cover of how it is to be on the sea and missing family.